March 9. A fuller knowledge of God. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17:3. Only by knowing God here can we prepare to meet him at his coming. But many of those who profess to believe in Christ do not know God. They have only a surface religion. They do not love God. They do not study his character. Therefore, they do not know how to trust, how to look and live. They do not know what restful love is or what it means to walk by faith. They fail of understanding that it is their duty to receive in order that they may enrich others. The world by wisdom knows not God. Many have talked eloquently about him, but their reasoning brings men no nearer to him because they themselves are not in vital connection with him. Professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. Their knowledge of God is imperfect. We cannot by searching find out God, but he has revealed himself in his Son, who is the brightness of the Father's glory and the express image of his person. If we desire a knowledge of God, we must be Christ-like, living a pure life through faith in Christ as a personal Savior will bring to the believer a clearer, higher conception of God. Christ is a perfect revelation of God. No man has seen God at any time. He says the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Only by knowing Christ can we know God, and as we behold him, we shall be changed into his image, prepared to meet him at his coming. Now is the time to prepare for the coming of our Lord. Readiness to meet him cannot be attained in a moment's time. Preparatory to that solemn scene, there must be vigilant waiting and watching combined with earnest work. So God's children glorify him. Amid the busy scenes of life, their voices will be heard speaking words of encouragement, hope, and faith. All they have and are is consecrated to the Master's service. Thus they prepare to meet their Lord, and when he comes, they will say with joy, "This is our God, we have waited for him, and he will save us. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation."